children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Do 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 do.
Hello and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. Okay, you guys, hang on to your seats. This is going to be a really interesting night. I'm not on the soapbox tonight, but it's just me. I've got some really interesting things to bring to you. First, let's do the business end of this, and that is to let you know that the show is brought to you by Hydramay Skin Nutrition, which is all organic, all natural, and it's pretty cool stuff. So if you haven't tried it, please do. And they have more than just skin lotion. You know, they have men's products, and they have lip balm and things like that. And I happen to love the stuff. And so thanks to Hydramay Skin Nutrition, you get to hear me and all the strange things that I bring you. And if you're driving when you're listening to this, as soon as we get into the second half, you're going to want to pull over somewhere safe. And, you know, other than that, stop listening now and just pick it up when you're home. Okay. One of the other things I want to mention is I'm going to be down in Phoenix on April 8th, and I'm going to be talking about the difference between topical skin patches and pills and things like that. It's a free lecture, and we're going to be showcasing some products that are pretty interesting, vitamins that are in a patch. And you can just slap them on and go, and yes, they work. And it's quite interesting stuff. So if you're interested in that, you can either email me at dr.valerienmd@gmail.com. You can get to my contact from my webpage on BBS Radio also. Or you can call me. And the 800 number for that is 888-977-5898. And again, that's 888-977-5898, and I'll give you the details on where to show up and what's going on with that. It's not going to be real long, you know, probably somewhere around an hour for the whole thing. And let's see, what else? Then I'll be in Sedona on April 9th, and then there's another thing that I'm going to be attending in Las Vegas on the 24th, 25th. And that's on something completely different. So if you're interested in any of these really cool things that I'm doing, let me know. I'd be happy to tell you all about them. Now, the next thing is what we're going to do tonight. You know, I have heard more angst from people in the last 2 weeks. Now, granted, some of it was of my own cause because, you know, I was really on the soapbox about the ending of organic gardening in your own house and garden. And yes, I still am upset about that whole thing. However, that's not why people are having the angst. They're having the angst because we got hit with a pretty big energy jolt that shook people up pretty deeply. What you might have noticed is you might have been a little bit more irritable than normal. You might have been absolutely exhausted and yet unable to sleep. It could have felt like you were having a heart attack even or a stroke, because it was very difficult to move this physical body through this energy that was coming down. This is much higher energy. It was increasing the enlightenment on the planet, and I don't have any place where you can read that because this is just something that I got from it. But I can tell you that personally, I was having a really hard time, and I just was exhausted for almost 2 weeks because of this energy. Now, the trick to this is when you get that, when you're hit with it, you need to go lay down. Drink a lot of water, good water, you know, lemon juice. You know, just concentrate on just relaxing. Veg out, you know, whatever. It's not something that you have to do so much. You have to stop doing. Because when this kind of energy hits you, if you're trying to go about life and do your normal things, it's very difficult. It becomes more difficult. So it's much easier if Now I realize everybody can't do this, but if you can kind of back off and rest as much as possible when you start feeling this stuff hit, then that's the thing to do. Now, the other part of things that I've been noticing over the last couple of weeks is the amount of people that are telling me that nothing works the same way anymore. So, for instance, the way we used to do manifestation, and many of us were very good at manifesting most of our lives and then felt like the rug got pulled out from underneath us. So, you know, this has not changed with quite a few people. Now, I think there's a lot of reasons for that. First of all, we are changing. We are going to a different dimension. We are becoming more of the creator. And so a lot of our supports have been pulled out from under us, which kind of leaves us feeling abandoned. But there's other things, too. You know, we're being challenged. You're being challenged to grow and to be more, to really be who you are. And that's, you know, kind of uncomfortable because we all think that we know who we are and that we've, you know, come to the point where we can kind of relax and, you know, now we know how we work and everything else. But it's not that way. You're being challenged to be more and to go beyond. So there's something I want to read to you first, and then I'm going to take you through a meditation. It's going to be a little bit unusual because I'm going to add some isochronic tones. Now, let me explain how I found that, and this is new, which is why I don't have a speaker for this yet. I will be contacting some people that are experts in these two things I'm going to be revealing to you tonight. However, I just found out about it, and I have this friend who is very computer savvy and is surfing around the internet quite a bit, and he just is real interesting, and I call him my Andromedan friend because the first time I saw him, I laughed so hard I about fell out of the chair because he was saying to me, I don't know why I have the Andromedans talking to me so much and why I'm getting this stuff. And when he walked through the door, people, he was obviously an Andromedan. So it was pretty funny. And so he's been kind of my sounding board for how the manifestation things go, and has contributed quite a bit to the way that we say things when we're in the quantum vortex. So he calls me up the other night, and he says, you know what, I found out about this stuff. Have you heard of this? And I said, no, I hadn't heard of it. And he said, well, go check this out. So I did, and I thought, oh my gosh, he just gave me another gold mine. This is really interesting stuff. So first, I'm going to explain to you why affirmations don't work. Because I, like everyone else, have been saying things for a long time that have never come to pass yet. And I know about the subconscious and about how you say something positive and the subconscious goes, yeah, right. Especially if you're looking in the mirror and it's a physical thing, you know. So first of all, let me explain that this article that I'm going to read to you from is from Rex Stephen Sykes, 1999. Rex is the originator in 1980 of Directed Questions trademark. So you may see references to similar questions in other people's literature, but beware, those are limitations, and the following is original work. The title of this article is Why Affirmations Don't Work and How You Can Replace Them with Directed Questions to Get the Results You Want. So this may open up a lot of people's eyes. It certainly opened mine. I don't know, maybe you guys are ahead of me and you already knew this, but anyway, I thought it was pretty interesting. So, the way you feel and what you experience comes from where you focus your attention and determines how you're going to behave. Successful people know that you must control not only what you focus on, but how you focus. They have learned to take control of their emotions and run their own brain. That means taking control of what you're picturing in your mind and how you're picturing it, what you're saying to yourself and how you are saying it. When you get control over these things, this will allow you to determine how you feel. When you focus, you limit your attention. If you are not focused on success, you will miss all the opportunities success brings. In life, we get what we focus on. Remember this, what you focus on, you get. People who do affirmations are wasting their time because they're actually setting up internal conflicts that cause them to activate the opposite of what they want. When people look into the mirror and say, in every day and in every way, I am getting better and better, a part of their mind comes back and says, bull, doesn't it? It's just like if I told you that you have a blue shirt on when you actually have a red one on. I say, nice blue shirt, and you say, it's not blue, it's red. Then I say it's blue, and you say, no, it's red. We could go on like this forever, which is exactly what happens for most people when they do affirmations. Instead of engaging yourself in this confrontive struggle with yourself, you could begin to ask yourself questions instead. Questions will always get you an answer. Questions change what you focus on. They get you to focus on either what is good about you, your environment, or your behavior, or what is bad about you, your environment, or your behavior. An affirmation in the form of a question is 300 or 400 times more effective and will literally train your brain to translate the affirmations into your behavior. Why questions are more powerful than affirmations? Brains learn quickly to move in directions. Questions direct the mind. They divide experience and lead our attention. Questions demand an answer. And since it is a question which our brain may not know the answer to yet, it will search to give us an answer. If, when we ask the question, we include more of what we want in our life, our brain will search to provide us with those things which we included in our question and the answer. Asking yourself questions is one of the greatest things you can learn for yourself. Questions set your reality. Think about it. If I say, what did you do on Friday? Where does your mind go? It goes to look for an answer. If I say, how old are you? You know the answer. If I say, what did you do last summer? What is your occupation? Who was your best friend when you were a child? You are causing your mind to come up with an answer. Sometimes you won't have the answer right away. Sometimes you may have to ask another question like, gee, who was it? You are sending your mind in a direction. According to anthropologists, people are meaning makers. In other words, people will ask themselves, what does this mean to me? What is in it for me, or what should I do? It is the questions we ask ourselves that create meaning for ourselves. And you have a choice as to what exactly those questions are going to be. Are you going to ask yourself questions that get you bad results, like, how come I'm so stupid? Or are you going to ask yourself questions that get you good results, like, how soon will I begin to realize how wonderful I am? The kinds of things you ask yourself are critical. If you say, gee, how come I am so stupid? Your brain goes, because when you were a child, you didn't eat Wheaties, you didn't have cornflakes, you didn't grow up right, and it was your parents' fault. Or because you are a slow learner, because someone told you that when you were a child. Or because you aren't disciplined enough. Or you have great potential, but you'll never really amount to anything. Whatever it might be, when you say, how come I'm like this? Your brain will answer, and it will come up with a reason, no matter how illogical or logical it is. The number one thing in our culture, bar none, is that when someone in our culture says why, someone says because. When you say to yourself, I don't understand this, or I don't get it, you're reinforcing anything that you do not understand yet. You are making it much tougher on yourself. You are impeding your learning. On the other hand, if you say, I wonder how soon before this begins to make sense. I wonder how quickly before I'm going to be delighted in discovering what is new about this. I wonder how soon before I delight and amaze myself. You begin to send your brain in the direction that is useful for you. So as you ask yourself those questions, your brain may not come up with a quick because answer because you're posing a question to yourself that you don't yet know the answer to. Wouldn't it be a lot more fun finding out? Wouldn't it be a lot more interesting to think, gee, I wonder how exquisitely talented I can become. I wonder how I can use language to do things that I never yet before considered possible. I wonder who I'm going to find that presents a challenge, and I wonder how I'm going to delight and amaze myself in overcoming that challenge and doing that in ways I never before thought possible. Does that sound like a more useful way to begin looking at the world? A more useful way, a way that brings you more delight, more pleasure, and speeds up the amount of time in which you learn anything? We have told ourselves a lot of things in our lives. A lot of them aren't even true. In mind design, what we want to do is get your whole mind, your whole brain, your whole being, moving in a direction that as you move in that direction, you pick up the kinds of things you want to be doing. You pick up the skills you want to have, you practice, you use them, and you find out how they contribute to your being, how you contribute to others, how you move through the world with these win-win outcomes and make your life and the lives around you, of those around you, a lot more fun. During the Mind Design Program, you're going to learn a way to ask yourself the kind of questions that get you the results you want. To be truly successful, fulfilled, and secure, you must make a habit of asking the kinds of questions that give you power, drive, and energy. For now, I want you to commit to making a change for yourself. Commit to your goals and commit to asking yourself a new set of questions. By doing this, you will be able to succeed in your goals beyond your wildest expectations. You are already asking yourself questions every moment of this day. If you say, yes, Rex, that's true, or no, Rex, that is not true, the only way you could answer that is by having asked yourself a question. For at least the next 21 days, I want you to ask yourself a different set of questions first thing every morning, before going to bed, and any moment you can throughout the day. You will want to write them down, carry them with you, pin them up where you will see them, and be reminded to ask. Remember, what you do now determines the quality of your future. The quality of your life depends on the quality of the questions you ask. Some sample questions. How come I am so lucky? Why am I so wonderful? What new wonderful things will I discover? How can I become thinner and enjoy the process? I wonder in how many ways I can become better and better. I wonder how quickly I can achieve my ideal weight. Which sensation in my body feels the very best right now? How quickly will I begin to learn these new skills? How naturally and easily will I begin to pay attention to pleasant feelings? How soon will I begin to notice with delight how happy I can become? Using questions with others to be more persuasive. In the same way that you ask yourself questions that direct your mind, you can use questions to direct the mind of your customers and clients. The mind is easily programmed and led to make decisions within the options that are given. Some sample questions. Would you like to order your dessert now or when you have your coffee? Is this cash or charge? When customers are asked, would you like a large or a small Coke, most take a small. However, when asked, would you like a large one, most take a large. Do you realize how excited it is going to be when you get to take this vacation? How quickly can we finish our meeting? And how many different ways are you going to enjoy this house? And again, this article was written by Rex Steven Sykes, S-I-K-E-S, and you can find this article on idea-seminars.com/articles/affirm.htm. I'll repeat, www.idea-seminars.com/articles/affirm, that's A-F-F-I-R-M, dot H-T-M. Now, this is an NLP guidelines seminar, and this is something that I was kind of surfing around today, and I found this, and I was so impressed. So I thought that you guys might really appreciate hearing that, because, you know, a lot of times I've said to people, stop focusing on the negative. And what I get in return sometimes is, you're not dealing with reality. Well, yeah, I am dealing with reality. I'm dealing with a real reality, you know, not the sucky one that the negative person's working in. You can't change things when you're in that negative space. You have to get out of the negative space. And I think it was Einstein that said something about how you can't come up with a solution from the same level that the problem was created, or something akin to that. And I believe that because I've seen it in my own life. So I'm going to challenge you tonight to start a program, and all of you that are interested, I would really like you to do this on your own and then send me feedback, because I think it's going to be extremely powerful. And I really want to see how long it takes for certain things to happen in your life. Because, you know, inquiring minds want to know. So so I would appreciate it if you would write down some things that you are trying to achieve in your lives. All those things that you wrote affirmations for and they didn't work, let's do some affirmations. And there's a book that I just ordered that's on, it's the greatest book on affirmations or something like that. I haven't seen it yet. But what was interesting about that is that you're supposed to ask yourself why questions, why and how questions. How is it that I am so successful? Or you ask yourself a little bit longer question, and you say, I don't know how it is that I am so successful. I only know that I am now, and I am fulfilled. Or you could say, why? I don't know why. I have so many clients calling me every week. My business is really booming. I only know that this is what I have now, and I am fulfilled. So write down some things like that, and let's see what we can do with that. Now, what I'm going to do for the last part of this show is I'm going to play something else that my Andromedan friend kind of tapped me into. It's a theta binaural isochronic brainwave MP3. So it's theta isochronic brainwave entrainment. And it's called The Church in the Mirror by Brother Al Meredith. And I got this from a website in the UK. And if you want that link, just send me an email. I think it was relax.mp3.co.uk, if I remember correctly. It's not showing on this right now. But if you Google in theta isochronic, that's isochronic, brainwave, then you will come up with several of them. And so this is one that I purchased to experiment with. It has a combination. It's got the theta wave, which is a sine wave, and then it's also got the binaural beats. So, you know, when you use this, you're going to need to have headphones on for the binaurals. You don't have to have headphones on for straight isochronic, but you do when you add binaurals to it. Now, I found that when I did this the other night, and I said a couple things, and I felt the change within my heart, and it lightened up my entire body. So I thought that was pretty interesting. Remember that you want to ask yourself the questions. Why am I so successful now? I don't know how I am so incredibly successful. I just know that I am now, and I am fulfilled. So you just ask yourself a series of things. And, of course, my favorite one is, I don't know how I am reducing my weight so quickly and easily. I just know that I am now, and I am fulfilled. And I got to tell you, you know, after the last little dietary thing that I did, which I was using HCG, and I had dropped quite a few pounds, my body acclimated to 500 calories a day, which is pretty much not much. And to have your body acclimate to that gets real serious, because that means if you eat over 500 calories, you're going to gain weight, which I did. What I noticed, though, since I started working on all this stuff, and I was doing something different before this, because I've only had this for, 2 days now, maybe. What I was doing before was a form of affirmations that was worked almost just like the affirmations, but I didn't realize it. What I have had happen since then, and with the help of that vitamin patch, by the way, is that that I did not gain, other than the initial 6 or 8 pounds that I gained back like in that first week, which I have since gotten rid of, and in fact my clothes are getting looser on me. The fat is mobilizing and moving around. Now, it's not necessarily in an area that I want. However, I notice that the fat always goes to that area before it disappears from my body. And I've got, you know, quite a lot of years of experiencing that. So I was thrilled. So now I'm going to add this and see what happens, because this may be one of the answers. You know, there's a lot of different ways that you have to hit problems that you have in your physical body. You know, you do have a psychological thing, and you have to go back and you have to root out any of the dysfunctional programs that were put in there by parents and by, you know, people that that were around you when you were a sponge, in other words, when you were young and you picked up everything and believed it. You have to root out the programs that were put in by TV and radio as you fell asleep in front of it. And then you have to go beyond that into the DNA and root out anything from your ancestors. And then you got to go up into the Akashic Records and root out anything from your previous lifetimes where you took vows of, you know, whatever, or maybe you starved and now you want to eat, or you took vows of poverty and so that has, you know, lasted through many lifetimes. So there's all kinds of different ways that we have to access the inner us. And I find that this is another tool that's very interesting. So you might want to play with that, you know, and see where you guys go with that. Okay, so now for the next 30 minutes, I'm going to do the theta isochronic binaural brainwave entrainment. I'm going to play it off of some little speakers here while I'm taking you through some things that will be kind of nice for everybody. And what I'd like you to do is say them three times. I'm going to say them three times. I want you to say them out loud. I have found that if you speak it out loud, you are commanding the universe. So as we go through things, speak it and see how you feel. And if you're sensitive, you're going to feel it. You know, you'll feel the change that happens within your body. And then I'm going to take a little space between what I'm saying to let it sink in, and then we'll go on to the next one. Now, when this goes into the archives, you'll be able to take this and replay it and, you know, do those same things. And you can also get on the internet and go search out some of this stuff and purchase it for yourself so that you can really work with it. Also, one of the things that's important is you may want to record your theta isochronic and binaural brainwave stuff with your voice over it, either your voice or the voice of a woman. Because you want to hear, like, from you or your mother, basically. Okay? You're going to tend to believe it more. All right. So, here we go. And yes, it's going to sound weird. Don't worry, okay? So make sure that you're in a comfortable spot just in case you go to sleep, because theta is what happens when you are just about to go to sleep. It's that twilight zone. Okay, so just before you go to sleep and just after you wake up is when you tend to go into the theta. And that's a good time for dream induction and all kinds of things, manifestation too. All right, so let's go ahead and start this. If you are driving, stop driving or turn this off. Okay, because it is brainwave entrainment. You don't want to do anything that requires concentration because you just might go to sleep. And depending on how susceptible you are, that could be serious, okay? So make sure that you're in a safe, comfortable place. If you got a candle on, make sure that there's nothing it could catch fire to. Okay, here we go. Take a nice deep breath. Let it out gently. Take another nice deep breath all the way down to the pit of your stomach and let it flow out of your body. And take another nice deep breath all the way down to your toes and let it flow gently out of your body, taking all tension with it. And now remember to repeat. I don't know why I am so successful. I only know that I am now, and I am fulfilled. I don't know why I am so successful. I only know that I am now. And I am fulfilled. I don't know why I am so successful. I only know that I am now, and I am fulfilled. Why am I so physically, mentally, and emotionally healthy? Why am I so physically, mentally, and emotionally healthy? Why am I so physically, mentally, and emotionally healthy? I don't know why money comes to me so quickly and easily. I only know that it does now, and I am fulfilled. I don't know why money comes to me so quickly and easily. I only know that it does now, and I am fulfilled. I don't know why money comes to me so quickly and easily. I only know that it does now, and I am fulfilled. Why am I so happy? Why am I so happy? Why am I so happy? I wonder how quickly everything in my life works so well for me. I wonder how quickly everything in my life works so well for me. I wonder how quickly everything in my life works so well for me. Why does everyone love me so much? Why does everyone love me so much? Why does everyone love me so much? I wonder how soon I have increased clear communication with my highest self. I wonder how soon I have increased clear communication with my highest self. I wonder how soon I have increased clear communication with my highest self. I don't know how I do everything so well. I only know that I do now, and I am fulfilled. I don't know how I do everything so well. I only know that I do now, and I am fulfilled. I don't know how I do everything so well. I only know that I do now, and I am fulfilled. I don't know how I always have extra money. I only know that I do now, and I am fulfilled. I don't know how I always have extra money. I only know that I do now, and I am fulfilled. I don't know how I always have extra money. I only know that I do now, and I am fulfilled. I wonder how quickly and easily I'll be living in my dream home. I wonder how quickly and easily I'll be living in my dream home. I wonder how quickly and easily I'll be living in my dream home. I don't know how I'm able to connect to the higher dimensions. I only know that I am now. and I am fulfilled. I don't know how I'm able to connect to the higher dimensions. I only know that I am now, and I am fulfilled. I don't know how I'm able to connect to the higher dimensions. I only know that I am now, and I am fulfilled. Why do I understand the real truth of love? Why do I understand the real truth of love? Why do I understand the real truth of love? I wonder how quickly I am able to master the things I've always wanted to do. I wonder how quickly I am able to master the things I've always wanted to do. I wonder how quickly I am able to master the things I've always wanted to do. Why is my life filled with loving and kind people? Why is my life filled with loving and kind people? Why is my life filled with loving and kind people? I don't know how, but I am always able to take vacations to great places. All I know is I can now, and I am fulfilled. I don't know how I am always able to take vacations to great places. I only know that I can now, and I am fulfilled. I don't know how I am always able to take vacations to great places. I only know that I do now, and I am fulfilled. Why is my life so wonderful? Why is my life so wonderful? Why is my life so wonderful? I don't know why I always hang around with people who are uplifting. I only know that I do now, and I am fulfilled. I don't know why I only hang around with people who are uplifting. I only know that I do now, and I am fulfilled. I don't know why I only hang around with people who are uplifting. I only know that I do now, and I am fulfilled. I wonder how quickly I can become physically fit. I wonder how quickly I can become physically fit. I wonder how quickly I can become physically fit. Why do I have complete restful sleep every night? Why do I have complete restful sleep every night? Why do I have complete restful sleep every night? Why do I always wake up refreshed? Why do I always wake up refreshed? Why do I always wake up refreshed? I don't know why I always find what I need for the next step in my evolution. I only know that I do now, and I am fulfilled. I don't know why I always find the next step in my evolution. I only know that I do now, and I am fulfilled. I don't know why I always find the next step in my evolution. I only know that I do now, and I am fulfilled. I wonder how quickly my finances improve. I wonder how quickly my finances improve. I wonder how quickly my finances improve. I don't know how I always get clarification on my questions. I only know that I do now, and I am fulfilled. I don't know how I always get clarification on my questions. I only know that I do now, and I am fulfilled. I don't know how I always get clarification on my questions. I only know that I do now, and I am fulfilled. Why am I always clear about what I really want and need? Why am I always clear about what I really want and need? Why am I always clear about what I want and need? I don't know how, but my wants and needs are always met. I only know that it is so now, and I am fulfilled. I don't know how it is that my wants and needs are always met. I only know that it is so now, and I am fulfilled. I don't know how it is that my wants and needs are always met. I only know that it is so now, and I am fulfilled. I wonder how soon I have so much fun in my life every day. I wonder how soon I have so much fun in my life every day. I wonder how soon I have so much fun in my life. Every day. Why do I have such great relationships with friends and family? Why do I have such great relationships with friends and family? Why do I have such great relationships with friends and family? I wonder how quickly I will greet each day with joy. I wonder how quickly I will greet each day with joy. I wonder how quickly I will greet each day with joy. I don't know how I am able to change my life for the better. I only know that I do now, and I am fulfilled. I don't know how I am able to change my life for the better. I only know that I do now, and I am fulfilled. I don't know how I am able to change my life for the better. I only know that I do now, and I am fulfilled. I wonder how quickly I become my real self. I wonder how quickly I become my real self. I wonder how quickly I become my real self. Okay. Now, come back. Wake up. Hello. Come back to your body here and now. And some of you might have lost the connection with the show. Don't worry. It's on the archives. So, how did you guys feel with that? Did you feel the changes that were happening within you? I can guarantee you the changes happen. Because, you know, I'm pretty energetically sensitive. I feel all that kind of stuff right away. So if you have any comments and you want to call in, you're welcome to do so. We have a few minutes left. Otherwise, I'll just ramble on. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. And please do try it on your own because it's very extremely powerful. And I don't know how long one has to do that, but from what I've been reading on the different things between the tones and just the affirmations, apparently just speaking the affirmations normally causes major changes in the life in less than 90 days. And when you consider that most of us have been doing affirmations for, I don't know, how old are each one of us? For all that time, we've been doing affirmations, and most of the time they don't do anything. So this is why. This is another piece of the jigsaw puzzle that's helping us to be who we really are. And so I, for one, am very grateful to have been pointed to that. And, you know, we'll see where it goes. I do want your feedback, please, because I'm kind of running my own little mini experiment now to see how quickly people are getting what they are using the affirmation for. So let me know. And you can either email me, or you can, you know, let me know in the fast chat one of these days, or, you know, call me up. And please do leave me a message. If you call the 800 number, the 888-977-5898, that is a message line. So if you have a testimonial, I would prefer that you call there so it can be recorded, because I would love to be able to put something together that will really help people, and I'm asking you listeners to help with that too. You know, we've got a lot of work to do on this planet, and in order to change it into the paradise it was always meant to be, then, you know, we've got to find every way that we can do it. And so the simpler that it is, the better. Because, you know, everybody's so overwhelmed with their lives and with changes that are going on within them that and around them, that they seldom have the time to devote to taking on new things. So if a bunch of us start doing this and we start seeing major changes in our lives right away, then that's going to help the other people to make the changes quicker. So please do let me know, okay? And please do make sure that you write down what your affirmations are. And remember, the affirmation is the how or the why. Or just ask yourself the question, the directed questions. And you can, you know, Google that in. It is a trademark name, directed questions. And so you can see what those are for the NLP program. And also, you know, check about the affirmations. There's all kinds of stuff there. There's a really cool YouTube video out, too, on that. So I suggest that you check that out. And let's see what we can do. You know, we are powerful. We're powerful individually, and we're even more powerful together. So let's all be together on this, and let's do what we can, okay? Let's get it going. We'll see. I'm writing mine down, too. I'm going to let you know. Like I said, I've already noticed the changes. I felt the changes in within myself. And so I bet that some of you that just did it on the live version probably did feel the changes also. And then as you do them, you know, when you go to sleep at night, you'll probably feel it even stronger. And so you would do this as you're going to sleep and as you're just waking up. My suggestion for you is that you make your own CD or MP3 and do it however you have to do it. Do a tape if you have to do it. You know, but get yourself a copy of the MP3. Of the straight, either the theta isochronic tones or the combination theta isochronic tones and binaural that I just used. And I like that one a lot. Remember, just email me for the link. I'll be happy to send it to you. It costs a whole $3.95, so it's within most people's budgets. And I highly recommend it. Okay. So, this show has been brought to you by HydroMay Skin Nutrition. Organic skin nutrition. Hello? This is great stuff. And, you know, just another thing to help us with our lives and to help us to be happier and healthier. And I'm very grateful to HydroMay Skin Nutrition for being the sponsor of our show. And I'm grateful to all of you listeners. And I got my fast chat interrupted, so I guess I'm going to have to try to load that one again. But if you have comments, do put them on there, and I'll eventually see them. But other than that, I'm going to sign off for tonight. Thank you for listening. I hope you had a great time with this Theta Brainwave entrainment. Again, let me know how it goes, okay? I really want to know. So until next week, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.
Do-do-do.